To Death by Robert Herrick. Thou bidst me come away, and I'll no longer stay, than for to shed some tears for faults of former years, and to repent some crimes done in the present times, and next to take a bit of bread and wine with it, to don my robes of love fit for the place above, to gird my loins about with charity throughout, and so to travel hence with feet of innocence. These done, I'll only cry, God mercy, and so die.
To One in Paradise by Edgar Allan Poe. Thou wast all that to me, love, for which my soul did pine, a green isle in the sea, love, a fountain and a shrine, all wreathed with fairy fruits and flowers, and all the flowers were mine. Ah, dream too bright to last! Ah, starry hope that didst arise but to be overcast! A voice from out the future cries, on, on! But o'er the past dim gulf my spirit hovering lies, mute, motionless, aghast. For alas, alas, me the light of life is o'er! No more, no more, no more! Such language holds the solemn sea to the sands upon the shore, shall bloom the thunder-blasted tree, or the stricken eagle soar. And all my days are trances, and all my nightly dreams are where thy grey eye glances, and where thy footstep gleams, in what ethereal dances, by what eternal streams. Your grief for what you've lost holds a mirror, by Rumi. Your grief for what you've lost holds a mirror up to where you're bravely working. Expecting the worst, you look, and instead here's the joyful face you've been wanting to see. Your hand opens and closes and opens and closes. If it were always a fist or always stretched open, you would be paralyzed. Your deepest presence is in every small contracting and expanding, the two as beautifully balanced and coordinated as bird's wings. As bird wings. The two as beautifully balanced and coordinated as bird wings.